We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I figured let's get out of the same studio we do the 15-minute morning show in and go into a different studio because change is good at times.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm
like
into this.
You know, Gandhi's here, Nate's here, I'm here, and whoever else comes in, maybe Greg T, maybe not.
Well, he
Who knows?
Just yelled at me down the hallway, and he goes, Nate! And I go, what? And then he didn't respond, so I'm like...
you know what's funny? So yesterday, Greg T goes, hey, I got to tell you something very important. So I'm sitting in the studio with him, looking at him, like as I'm looking at you right now, Nate, and he goes, big news. 4 minutes of dead silence as he looks at his phone, because he started typing another text.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm on the edge of my seat, yeah. like... This is going to be life-changing for maybe me or something happened yeah. to him. No, he had brisket for lunch.
That was his news? That's not even news.
But he made me wait 4 minutes. He had like an ADD moment where he got a text message that he felt like he had to get to, but I know what you're feeling. He did that to me, too.
It's really frustrating because he'll do that. I'll walk in, and he'll hear me walk in at 5 whatever in the morning, 6 whatever in the morning. He goes, Nate! So I walk in there.
See what we're talking about. Anybody can come in. Yeah. Like Dave
and
Brody.
Now Brody's here.
You staying?
Hello.
Hello,
Brody.
And we're talking about Greg T.
Oh, I'm in. Let me get that.
you know what's funny? Like we were talking about being in a different studio doing something. Brody had thought we were like doing a commercial. So he looked up at the clock to make sure it was, and he saw that it was like a little bit before when we normally record. Yeah. And he goes, no, what is this?
Yeah.
And now he's coming back.
Okay. But yeah, he'll do that. And then he'll kind of do that. Sigh thing. I'm like, so what's going on? And then like, oh, you know, man, just trying to figure something out today to do on the show. And then he just like goes
into
this whole diatribe And then he'll say, what do you think of my ideas? And, you know, it's Greg T. And to his credit, he does get here very early. So that's kind of his.
He does.
Do you really know what time he gets here?
He told me he gets here a quarter to, was it 3?
Anytime between 2 and 3 a.m.
That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane to me.
Brody, just hit the on button wherever you're at.
Yeah. Greg T, though, I got to say, I do want to give him a big hug because I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter, somebody said something. It really wasn't even that rude. It was just basically, hey, I don't like you. And I felt the need to tell you that I don't like you.
Yeah.
And T kind of Twitter lost it and was like, bro, I'm done. I'm sick of it. I'm not taking this anymore. I will bounce you. I will fight you. Fuck you. Like, it was crazy. Yeah. And I wanted to give him a hug like, oh, thank you for defending me. I don't need it. But thanks for caring.
He did a great move where he went crazier than the crazy tweet.
Yeah. Like,
he out-crazied the tweet.
See, that's one thing I like, and that's one thing I like about us here is, Brody especially.
Brody, definitely.
If somebody jumps in on you on a Twitter post, on an Instagram post, everybody here will defend somebody else.
Yes.
Oh, Gandhi, do you have Graves' disease? Your eyes too big? And then everybody will say, well, are you fucking serious? Really, dude?
Like, yep.
And so that happened to me during my vacation, quote-unquote vacation, when I was recovering from heart surgery.
Heart surgery.
Quote-unquote heart surgery.
How long could you use the, hey, I had heart surgery?
I've got another month.
Okay.
I think forever, but go ahead.
And I did one of the posts, and I thanked all of the people that took care of me at New York Presbyterian. And I listed by name the nurses. And I didn't say they were nurses. And then somebody jumps in on the comments and says, hey, what about all the nurses? They're the real miracle workers at the hospital.
Wow.
And I didn't say anything. I didn't like it. But all of these other people jumped in and said, hey, give the guy a break. He just had heart surgery.
Seriously.
Well, you know, be all serve all trolls. You know, don't hold back. You know, heart surgery or not, they're going to come after you.
I can't stand these trolls.
No.
They're just infuriating.
There is no way to say anything positive about anything
anymore
without somebody saying what you forgot.
Right. Yeah.
If you say, I'm donating money to charity, what about lupus?
Yeah.
Like, as if you are pro-lupus now because you're anti-cancer. Mm-hmm. Or if you thank police and firefighters and EMS, someone will go, what about prison guards? I'm sorry. I know they don't want to be called prison guards. I apologize. Corrections officers, mm-hmm. right? You can't call them. Again, you can't call people. You got to call them the right. You can't call people stewardesses, the flight attendants. It's very hard to remember every single thing you can't say. This show never does anything maliciously, right?
Never.
But if you're like, oh, it's Secretary's Day. Oh, shout out to all the secretaries.
Administrative assistants.
Right, right, right. What about people in the mailroom? Why do you hate people in the mailroom? Hey, man, you got your own day.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just say something nice about 6 people because the 7th person is like, well, why didn't you mention us? Mm-hmm. Because it's not your day.
Yeah.
Or because we made a conscious decision to mention as many as we could. We have a 4-hour show to do. We got to move.
Yeah.
But you're offending everybody. Everyone's offended.
It's just so frustrating because the intent is there. You just want to do good. And then people just come out of nowhere. And I don't know where this hate is coming from. I mean, are people that angry and bitter?
No, I think people are bored and they don't have enough to do.
Gandhi did a news story yesterday. Now, you guys know I'm sick. I was even more sick yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I give you credit, too, because most people around here go, I'm not sick. Allergies. So for you to say,
no,
I'm sick.
I'm sick.
Okay.
I'm sick.
Though you're getting us sick, it's fine.
Yeah, fuck you.
Great.
No, I was raised, you go to work. Like, you got a job to do. So Gandhi was like, oh, Gandhi doesn't get upset. Like, I get upset. She was like, yeah, look at this person. They're going in on me. Because she did a news story, not in the tone that this person would like them to do the news story. Even though, rather than going, hey, thanks for covering that news story about my country. Well, I don't like the way you cover. So I said, Gandhi, I really want to go at these people for you. I really don't feel well. She's like, no, you don't have to. You don't understand. I have to.
No,
you're like
no,
Popeye,
you never have
though.
To.
That going at a troll is like your spinach.
Oh, yeah. If I ate spinach, absolutely.
You would get so strong. It backfired on me. So Elvis posted something on Instagram the other day, yesterday, about the Jonas Brothers having the number one song for their song Sucker. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I chimed in and congratulated, you know, the Jonas Brothers and Elvis on the comment. And I said, hey, waking you up paid off. Right?
Yeah.
And so this morning, so I got to give this guy a shout out because I thought he was being a troll. Globetrotter 8179 on Instagram. He
right
just
there, it sounds fake. I don't know.
I questioned it. Yeah. And he goes,
August 1st, 1979.
Right. So in the comment section, when you see it on Instagram, when someone responds to your comment, you just see what they said. And it said, paid for. And I was like, is this guy just being a dick? Why is he being a dick like that? Mm-hmm. So I deleted the comment. Then I went back and realized I spelled paid wrong.
Oh. Paid off.
Okay.
So
trying to be helpful.
So I was thinking like he was being a big troll, but he was just correcting my grammar.
Hey, you know what?
Probably a fan of Brody, but.
But there's a softer way to do that, too. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I get it.
Like a DM.
He could have written, hey, man, I don't know if you know this, but in your message or your post, you spelled paid wrong. You probably want to know that.
Right.
Paid off.
Yeah. But you know what? After, so what's today? The March?
Today's the 11th.
March 11th. So March 10th podcast. Nate.
Isn't today the 12th?
12th.
Today's the 12th.
I'm sorry. You're living
hey,
in the
Gandhi.
Past.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're aware of this. You know, today is the 12th, not the 11th.
Sorry, guys.
You know how many people
up.
We could screw up right now just listening to this podcast? Well,
the day before
this one right here, Nate was talking about like just opening his eyes and just like letting it go. And I took that to heart because then I started thinking like, why am I just going to, I'm just going to do stuff that makes me happy as opposed to just, so it has stuck with me ever since you said it yesterday.
And you know, don't get mistaken. You are going to get frustrated. You are going to lash out. But then you just have to think back to, you know what? It's some guy that is correcting me.
Is it worth it? Yeah.
Is it worth my time and energy? No.
Not at all.
Probably not. Most of them aren't worth the time and energy. I, however, every now and then when I'm bored, I take the time and energy. And I'm like, oh, I got time for this today. Well, I don't have kids or a dog. Here we go.
I will agree with you. Sometimes there are fights that need fighting.
Yes.
And, you know, you seem to be in quite the war.
There's also fights that don't need fighting, and I fight those too.
Okay. Yes, he does. Go Brody. Yeah, there should be like a gradient scale of how
really
we all interact. Brody is definitely the like all the way deepest color.
And the more comments that come at him, the stronger he gets.
Yeah. Well, there's a great cartoon that I have.
You're like a superhero.
It's true.
He absorbs them all.
There's a cartoon. It's a drawing, and there's a voice from off screen, and it says, honey, come to bed. And there's like a stick figure by a computer. He goes, I'll be right there. There's someone on the internet that's wrong. And I feel that's me.
Yeah.
That is you.
Hey, so we're going out to a dinner tonight, the whole show. And Nate, you told everybody yesterday it was business casual, and you suggested a button-down jacket for the guys.
Button-down jacket?
Yeah.
Like a jacket and jeans. Jacket and jeans.
Greg T says he's going to wear a suit. He's going to be that guy that outdoes us
and
makes us look bad. Because he bought two new suits and he hasn't had an opportunity to wear them.
I think it's going to backfire on him because if he shows up in a suit and everybody else is business casual, he's going to feel overdressed.
He's going to look nuts.
And I hate that feeling. Like, if he shows up in a tuxedo, I'm like,
So it's either he's going to stand out in the fact that he's the only one wearing a full suit, or he's going to make us look like slobs because he's in a suit.
I think he's going to stand out in a bag.
He just bought a new suit.
I'm sure he'll look great, if he wears a tie.
I mean, the difference between a suit and a jacket is that the pants match. Other than that, the jackets could be the same.
Right.
He just isn't wearing jeans, so he's wearing a...
Okay, you sit next to him in the
suit.
I'm
not going tonight, but here's the thing. T used to never want to wear a suit. In fact, we phone tapped him. We had his wife, Trish, call him and tell him he had to wear a suit to some event. He's like, I'm never wearing a suit. I'm not wearing a suit.
Why?
He hates wearing suits.
Okay.
He don't like getting dressed up. But now that he had to buy suits, he has nice suits, he figures he should wear them.
But now he's finding, so even though the invitation says business casual, so we learned what really business casual is for
watch
people.
What Scary wears.
Yeah.
When we had a meeting uptown at our corporate offices, it was business casual. I said, Scary, what are you wearing? And this is on the Brooklyn Boys podcast, one of the first 10 episodes. And he says, oh, like a button-down shirt and khakis or something. So I'm like, all right. So I wore like a nice button-down shirt with a nice pair of pants. And he showed up in a Versace smoking jacket that he paid like $800 for, which he claims was on sale for like $650, whatever.
Oh, God.
And like, you know, really expensive shoes. I go, what are you doing, dude? We went together. We're hanging out together. And you're wearing like an $800 Versace smoking jacket. That's not business casual. So, you know, F you if you're going to not stand to the dress code.
Yeah, that is a pet peeve of mine. People that I hate. My thing, my personal, I don't know what you want to call it. I can't dress dissimilarly from people at an event.
Oh.
I have to be, if everybody's wearing jeans, I have to be in jeans. I can't be that guy in pants.
But you do find like that pocket square though. Like
I can dress it up.
Yeah, no. You
but
find the little thing.
I have to be 90% similar to everybody.
But that's what I'm saying. So like we kind of have to all go into this party as a group. And Gandhi, you can wear a suit too. We're all together.
I just got a blazer.
Yeah. But I say we go into this dinner all dressing kind of alike in the sense, so one person doesn't stick out and we all look like D-bags because we're not wearing the same thing as he.
Also, don't go to an event where the people don't get the fashion. So, like, everybody here is sort of fashion forward, right? So, you know, fancy leather sneakers, like a black dress sneaker, goes with a suit. Mm-hmm. People wear that now. Yep. So I went to a family function. I think it was a bat mitzvah, I think. And I wore a suit with really nice leather sneakers to be comfortable. But nobody else knows that fashion trend in my family.
Yeah.
And nobody at the party was wearing sneakers.
Yeah.
They're all wearing, like, you know, adult dress shoes. You buy Florsheim, like, at the mall.
Florsheim.
Right? Like, you know, fancy leather, your typical shoes.
Yep.
And I felt like people were like, oh, look at the idiot who wore sneakers to a fancy function. I'm like, no, I'm trendy, dude. I'm cool.
I'm trendy.
I'm like, suck it. And they're like, no, we shopped at Brooks Brothers and we got these shoes.
I love this.
What's the other one? Like Aldo Nova? What is it?
Aldo.
Aldo, right. Aldo Nova is a heavy metal band.
Aldo's awesome. Aldo. Don't even start with Aldo. Aldo's awesome.
So, it's an 80s rock
so
band.
So I heard
Sorry.
This podcast. There's this shoe company I'm looking for in the mall. I can't find
it. It's Aldo.
Aldo.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Those like normal like wingtips and, you know, normal shoes.
For a second, I thought you were really fashionable and you were trying to say Alan Edmonds.
I don't even know who that is.
See?
Right. Dude, I shop at Kohl's.
Sounds like a butter.
I shop at Kohl's too.
Yeah, but I go to Kohl's for my fancy stuff.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Right. Like dude, I get Kohl's cash. I'm excited.
The fancy AC/DC shirts that he gets there.
Oh, the fancy.
No, I don't buy my rock shirts there because I actually like the bands and know them, so I buy them from rock sources.
Oh, Mr. Hipster. I know.
He's got a guy. He's got a guy.
I go to 80stees.com.
He's got a guy.
Or I go to, that's Spencer? Not Spencer.
How about you go to a concert?
Hot Topic.
I know.
Do I have to take you to a mall?
Well, some of these bands are dead that I like. I can't go to the concert.
You're no better than our interns.
Thanks, man. The interns don't know the bands. Hey, you like Jim Blossoms? No, bought the shirt. You like Sublime? Nah, bought the shirt. You like AC/DC? Not just bought the shirt.
Yep.
I know the pants. Oh, I know the pants.
You just don't know the stores you buy them in.
This is the most hipster I've ever seen Brody in my life. I liked it first. That's you.
I was gone when they were playing the clubs, bitch.
Sorry,
that was
Brody.
A generic bitch, not directed at Gandhi. Don't tweet me.
I will take it. That's fine. It's the nicest thing anyone's said
to me
in days.
I heard that.
Don't worry. Just put it online. We'll respond back to you, Brody.
Yeah.
All right, so we're getting out of here. We got to get ready for a dinner in a little bit. We got 30 seconds left. He's wearing the tux.
Tux Tuesday.
That bitch. We got 30 seconds.
Oh, I can't hear anything. So I was like,
I'm the only one.
It is so funny. Like, I'm following your lead.
Yeah. No, sorry. So, we got 20 seconds.
Okay, to explain to people, is it 20 seconds left?
18.
Okay. I can't talk now because I can't 14. Hear it.
We have the bed that's
we usually have a bed that we can hear. Right. Nate and I don't have headphones on, so we're following Garrett.
Well, that's very unradio professional of you.
Yeah.
The music's playing right now. Here comes the whoosh.
The 15-minute morning show.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I thought you were wrapping it up when you said that. So.
Yeah, I did.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than bostonproper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. bostonproper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple?
pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.